Hi, my name is Brianna Pitzmerger, and I'm going to be talking about The Unbreakable Code, which is a historical fiction book by Sarah Hoagland Hunter, and it's illustrated by Julia Miner. We start off in this book with a boy named John, whose mother has recently married a man from Minnesota. And although there's nothing John can do about his mom remarrying, he's decided that he is not going to, with his mom and his stepfather to Minnesota. So he runs off into the mountains on his grandfather's property. While he's up there, he hears a voice behind him say, "Shouldn't you be packing?" And he whirls around to find his grandfather sitting there on his horse. John begins to explain to his grandfather that he's not going. And his grandfather says, "You're going to be all right. You have an unbreakable code." And John, confused, asked what that is. And his grandfather smiles. "And there's one thing I forgot to tell you." John and his grandfather speak Navajo. And his grandfather begins to explain what the unbreakable code is. And I love this part. He says, "The unbreakable code is what saved my life in World War II. He said, "It's the Navajo language." John's shoulders sagged. Navajo couldn't help him. Nobody in his new school spoke Navajo. "I'll probably forget how to speak Navajo," he whispered. "Navajo is your language," said his grandfather sternly. "Navajo, you must never forget." The lump in John's throat was close to a sob. "You don't know what it's like there," he said. His grandfather continued quietly in Navajo. "I had to go to a government boarding school when I was 5. It was the law." And his grandfather begins to tell John about the boarding school. He informs him that he was given an English name and his hair was cut off, and he wasn't allowed to speak his native language. And if they did, they had to chew on squares of soap. But there was hope for his grandfather. For one day, he snuck away from the boarding school, out the door towards the open plain, and he left to enlist in the army. The army was looking for Navajo people because they had a special task in them for the army, for them in the army, and that's where his grandfather decided to go. And John asks, "Were you scared?" And his grandfather replies, "Of course. I didn't know where I was going or what our special mission was. Most of all, I didn't know how I would measure up to the people out there I had heard so much about." And you'll have to read the rest of the story to find out what John's grandfather's special mission was, and to find out whether or not John decides to go with his mom or stays with his grandfather. This is a good story to use in your classroom because it can help some of your newer students who have just transferred into the classroom to feel like they're not alone. But this is also a good book to use when you begin the school year, because John had a lot of fear of leaving the only home he'd ever known and the grandfather that he loved so much. But John's grandfather will hopefully be able to ease his grandson's fears, just like this book might help to ease your students' fears of the first day of school. And another good way to use this is to teach the students about diversity and different cultures. And that's all.